Would you rather be stuck in a forest with a man or a bear?
Bear.
So would you rather be stuck in the forest with a man or a bear? It seems like a ton of women are saying they'd rather be with a bear. Let's unpack that. Yeah, you better. Before we get into today's video, big shout out to all my patrons on Patreon who are fueling the work that I do on this channel. I cannot thank you enough for being such supporters of this content that you choose to sign up on Patreon. You know, in this world of censorship, we could go down at any moment, so I appreciate each and every one of you. Now, let's have you answer the question, would you rather be stuck in a forest with a man or a bear? It seems like the modern day feminist answer is that they'd rather be stuck in the forest with a bear. And of course, we're gonna play around with these scenarios and hypotheticals. But first, let's watch the video of these women giving their explanation as to why they'd rather be stuck in the forest with a bear as opposed to a man.
Would you rather be stuck in a forest with a man or a bear?
Bear. Men are scary.
With a bear.
What I've heard about bears, they don't always attack you, right? Unless you, like, f*** with them. So maybe a bear.
Depends what man, but probably a bear.
100% a bear, which is, like, terrifying to say, but...
Definitely a bear. Some men are very scary out there.
A bear.
I would say a man.
So we had one woman at the end there say that she would rather be in the forest with a man, but the vast majority of them stated that they would rather be in the forest with a bear, which I'll be honest is pretty wild to me. Of course, there are some problems with the question. I don't know what type of bear, I don't know what type of man. There are a ton of different types of bears. There's a ton of different types of men. I will say 10 toes down on this answer. I would rather be in the forest with a man, and I will explain why. Now we're going to have to do some analysis on this question. So I've got to get the old glasses out. Let's get into it. All right, guys, we must analyze this question. Man or bear? First of all, odds are in your favor that a man is probably not going to attack you whilst in the forest with you. I'd say it's more likely he doesn't attack you than he does attack you. Now, I do believe the same can actually be said for a bear. Of course, this depends on the variety of bear, but a lot of people head into the forest on any given day and they are not attacked by bears. So we have that going for us as well. One major point that's being missed here is I'd rather be stuck in the forest with another human being who can help us get out of this situation, and preferably a man, rather than being stuck in the forest alone with a bear. Now, in thinking about this, I think the reason that many women are choosing bear is that they are assuming that the man is going to be aggressive, and they'd rather face the aggression of a bear than face the aggression of a man. So let's get into that a little bit. The average weight of an American male is around 200 pounds. The average weight of, say, an aggressive bear, like a brown bear, is about 400 to 1200 pounds. Which one of those weights do you want to deal with, baby girl? Now, let's imagine in this scenario we are running through the forest, as that would presumably be happening if somebody is trying to attack you. A bear can run 25 miles per hour. I don't know how much a human male can run on average. The numbers are all over the place, but it is less than 25 miles per hour. Now, let's assume whatever's chasing you catches you. Do you want to take your chance with an aggressive bear or with a man? Immediately, I'm thinking, I can eye gouge a man. I can try to punch him in the throat. I can try to break his nose. I can try to even kick him in the nuts. Can I do that with a bear? Real question. I don't think so. Now, mind you, both of these situations are horrible, heinous, egregious, if you will. But I would rather take my chances with an aggressive adult male and have a chance of getting out than take my chances with an aggressive bear and have no chance at all. Okay. Class is done. Now let's hear from some women who, when asked the question, would you rather be stuck in the forest with a man or a bear, choose bear. Let's see why.
Women don't want to be attacked by men or bears, but if I was attacked by a bear, people would believe me. And no one would ask me what I was wearing.
I get the statement that's trying to be made here, although very illogically made here. They're saying that women don't get questioned when they're attacked by bears because people just assume what they're saying is true. They hashtag believe all women when they are attacked by bears. And that same belief is sometimes not doled out to women who are accusing men of attacking them. And let's talk about why for a moment. It would be fairly easy to prove that a bear has attacked you, given the condition that you would be in, given the different forensics that you could do in a situation like that, and the fact that if you were attacked by a bear, you would look like you were attacked by a bear. Now, in the case of sexual assault, which this woman is alluding to, which I'll grant is a problem and is a problem for many women out there who experience it at the hands of men. We do have a little rule in this country, however, that you are innocent until proven guilty. And in order to be proven guilty, we have to go through a lengthy investigation, which requires that we do not 100% believe anybody who comes out and accuses somebody of victimizing them. Now, is this to say that the victim statement should not be taken, that there shouldn't be a 100% investigation? No, it's just to say that we take your allegation and we look into the nature of the allegation. And it just so happens that sexual assault in particular is one of the most difficult crimes to prove. Now, for one, it does make sense to ask a victim what they were wearing at the time of an assault just for evidence and information. But 100%, nobody should be victim blaming you because of what you were wearing during the time of an assault. But that in no way backs up the claim that it is safer to be stuck in the forest with a bear than it is to be stuck in the forest with a man. But we all get it, you know? People want to make their statement at any expense, and the expense is logic in this question. Let's watch another one.
I agree with these women. If it were me and I was alone in the woods, I would prefer to see a bear than a man. It's not a bear that's roofing women. It's not a bear that is involved in sex trafficking. It's not a bear that women have to fear whenever they divorce that man or break up with that man. It's not a bear. It's a man. I genuinely feel like it should be disheartening for men to realize that so many women would rather take their chances with an animal than one of them. Not all men are dangerous. Not all men need to be feared. But there are so many of you that turned a blind eye to your friend, your frat brother, your cousin, your brother, neighbor. So many men that you know are dangerous and that women should fear, but you say nothing about it. Truthfully, if men were honest and they were alone in the woods, even they would take their chances with a bear than another man.
What? Oh my gosh. Again, I understand the sort of social commentary that is being interwoven in the answers to these questions. Women are using this as an opportunity to talk about the adversity that they face at the hand of our male counterparts. Totally understandable. But you cannot sacrifice logic in order to make those statements. And I can almost guarantee that the men watching this video right now will most definitely choose a man to be stuck in the forest with than a bear. And even if I take her at the foundation of her argument that bears don't roofie women, that bears don't rape women, that bears hold other bears accountable when they assault people. Is that reality worse than death? Are you telling me you'd rather experience death at the hands of a bear than experience being roofied? I'm very glad that this is not a choice we have to make in our lifetimes, but if it was a choice that I had to make in my lifetime, I'm taking the roofie over being mauled by a bear. I'm sorry, somebody has to say that. But apparently there are women that don't feel the same way. Some of the comments underneath these posts are alarming. One says, with a bear, the only fear is death. Another says, the worst thing that a bear can do is kill me. And these all have tens of thousands of likes. And I will levy a question to the men who are hearing this maybe for the first time now. Do you at all feel concerned or disappointed in your male species that women are choosing to be stuck in the forest with a bear rather than a man? What do you actually feel that says about your sex and your relationship with women? Obviously, I cannot speak for men, for I do not have the male brain in this case, but I'd love to hear from you guys in the comments down below. Do you feel that there is anything justifiable in them choosing the bear over the man, or is this a little illogical? What I seem to glean from these answers is that women are more concerned with making a sort of political slash social commentary in their answer rather than choosing the logical choice, which in my opinion is bear. They want to be able to talk about the issues that they are apparently facing at the hands of men rather than answer the question in a way that makes sense. They are more adherent to their own agenda than they are adherent to the truth or facts or analyzing things from a rational perspective. The agenda is we must call out men. We must talk about the bad things they do. We must talk about how bad they are. And we must talk about the adverse effects that they are having on women and the fact that we would rather be placed in the pitfall of an encounter with a bear than be around a man. And I get it. There are real issues that women are facing, and these issues need to be addressed. They need to be talked about, and they need to be reconciled in some way, shape, or form. But I'm not going to sacrifice my life with an illogical answer as a means of communicating that message message to people. But that's just me. If I have to choose between man or bear, I'm choosing man nearly every single time. But those are just my thoughts on the subject matter. Drop your thoughts in the comments down below. And of course, answer the question. You want to be stuck with a man? You want to be stuck with a bear? You let me know exactly why. Men, tell me how you feel about this trend and how you feel about the majority of these women's answers. I'd love to hear from you on that as well. And if you like this video, like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every single day. And I will see you next time. Bye, guys. Yeah, you better.